Todd, give us a couple of these potent natural cancer treatments that you think are being suppressed.
Well, where do we start? One of them that's being suppressed is hemp. I'm not sure how familiar you are with hemp.
Oh, yeah, I am.
It's a fantastic treatment for cancer. Most people would be more familiar with the term marijuana, but that's kind of a slang for the hemp plant. But, I mean, hemp not only relieves pain and helps with appetite, but it also has been shown to have, curative properties with cancer. It's a superfood. You know, it's good for increasing alkalinity as well. But it's medicinal hemp was used in the United States up until the late 1930s.
Yeah, until Hearst decided that he wanted it was also used for paper products, and he just wanted it to. He owned all these forests that he wanted his wood to be used for paper.
Yeah, yeah, yep. And so they DuPont and Hearst teamed up and got hemp outlawed, and now it's thought of as the boogeyman drug, which when really it's very very helpful for not only treating cancer, but it's a very healthy, it's a very widely used plant for making clothes, ropes. I mean, it's probably the most versatile plant in the world. But because of the fact that if folks want to smoke it, it alters their brain for a little while. It's illegal to even grow now.
Yeah.
But medicinal marijuana is legal in many states, and it's for a good reason. It really does help, especially because many cancer patients suffer from what's called cachexia, which is the wasting syndrome, where their body they're nauseated and they can't eat and they're wasting away. Their body basically turns on itself and begins to digest them, for food. And so hemp. When you use medicinal marijuana, it increases your appetite, and many, many cancer patients have been healed through using hemp. It's a great treatment, but it is being suppressed.
All right, what else?
We already talked about Laetrile. B17 has been widely suppressed. That's one treatment that's pretty popular among alternative realms, but it is being suppressed. There's one treatment that's got a promising future that's just kind of being noticed now, which it hasn't been suppressed yet, but I think it will be soon, is a hyperthermia, which is
air chambers, right?
Yeah, there's different ways to induce hyperthermia, but basically what hyperthermia is superheating cells, and cancer cells are at temperatures, I think, between 41 and 45 Celsius, which is about 105 to 112 or 13 Fahrenheit, cancer cells are destructed. They're destroyed when the body temperature is raised to that level. And so hyperthermia is an up-and-coming treatment that is getting a lot of play right now. And so that leads me to think that it will be suppressed soon. It'll be, outlawed to use a hyperthermia-type device to superheat the cells.
What do you think? I thought you were going to talk, too, about the hyperbaric oxygen.
Oh, hyperbaric oxygen chamber. Yeah. Oh, no, that's definitely been suppressed. Yeah. As a matter of fact, there's still states where hyperbaric oxygen chambers are legal. There's some states that they're not, but there's states where they're still legal, but you can't talk about what they do.
I think, right? I'd go nuts in one of those tubes, though.
It'd be difficult. It'd be very, very difficult for people that have claustrophobia. The hyperbaric, they're called HBOTs, HBOTs. Very, very effective at treating cancer. But it's funny, you can have these machines, but you can't tell about what they do.
Right.
It's kind of like this deal. I guess about a year ago, did you hear about the case of the Diamond Foods that were told to stop selling their walnuts?
No.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So just in case people are under the misguided interpretation or misguided notion that the FDA actually supports freedom of speech, I think it was early last year in 2010, the FDA sent a warning letter to the CEO of Diamond Foods, informing him that the packages that they were selling of walnuts were in violation of the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. And you might say, well, how exactly were their walnuts violating the FDA standards? Well, they had the audacity to tell the truth about some of the health benefits of walnuts on their website. And when they told the health benefits of those walnuts on their website, somehow that food miraculously was transformed into a drug.
And
therefore, it was under the guidance of the FDA, and Diamond Foods was guilty of selling unapproved drugs. And so they had to take off all the research off their website about the health benefits of walnuts.
You've got a huge list of super supplements.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've studied all of them here, and they're just fantastic. You've got it all. The garlic, the probiotics. I've got Patricia Bragg coming on Sunday first hour to talk about apple cider vinegar.
Oh, it's great.
It's important. It's everything.
Yeah, you know, a couple years ago, my wife had some really bad joint pain. And she's having a hard time just, you know, with her knees, with her ankles, with her wrists. And did some research, and she began using apple cider vinegar with blackstrap molasses. And within a couple of days, all her joint pain was gone. It's amazing stuff. One supplement that I heard you talking about earlier on a commercial is Carnivora. Just amazing supplement. It's made from the Venus flytrap, actually.
Yeah, it's an immune booster, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's a great immune booster, and it also stimulates, you know, your NK cells, your cells that fight cancer growth. So, fantastic supplement, Carnivora. As a matter of fact, I just got on there, I think yesterday or early today, and got a couple more bottles from your link there on your website.